2 weeks in a row. Turn up that bow, baby. Knocking the dust off of it. Meaning business every time. Laying it down with the intro music like nobody else can do. Original, unique every time. Get your tambourine out.
Salsa, or the merengue, or the motherfucker polka, you came to the right place, cause that's all we do, is lay down carpet, munch carpet, and cut a rug, baby. Any way you like it.
Trying this out again in the sausage hut. And I take comforting the fact that nobody gives a fuck. Everyone's so goddamn self-absorbed these days. Everybody's their own cable station. And they think the world should be watching them. Unless you're super famous, you do not need to be putting your podcast on YouTube. People do not need to look at you with your stupid headphones on, speaking into the microphone like you got something to look at. Podcast is an oral, an audio tradition. And it's so polluted with these self-absorbed blowhards that don't know comedy or entertainment from a hole in the fucking ground. Johnny K knows exactly where it's at. I open up the golden tap and stream consciousness whenever I want. And then when I don't feel like doing it, I don't do it. You do not need to cut a podcast every week, no matter who you are. Nobody needs that much content. What's your podcast feed look like? I mean, everybody's podcast feed has to be 30 deep, I'd say. And can you believe that there's shitloads of people out there that don't even know what podcasting is? And they don't have it on their phone? who the hell are these people? Oh, I know. I know what they're doing. I know what they're watching. And that's why, that's the source of all the problems we have. These idiots. I'm anti-idiot. We need to educate our people because we are cranking out morons by the millions. What can you do? Get on the school board. Go face these, their dipshit parents, and they want to yell at you for trying to indoctrinate their kids with educational knowledge when they want to crowbar Jesus into there. Ugh. Sometimes I think that it ain't worth the fight, but the fight is worth it. And that's why Johnny K is here spewing it. Yeah. Happy springtime, everybody. What a time it was when the eclipse came to town this week. I went to see it. I went right up into the line of demarcation so I could get the full experience. I know most of America got at least a kiss at it, partial eclipse, and that's cool. And if you had the glasses where you're looking at the sun, I didn't think that those 99-cent glasses would work, but they actually did. I don't have any spots in my vision. I managed to get them over top of my glasses, so that was good. And I got a good seat, and lo and behold, the weather cooperated. I couldn't believe it. I was damn sure where I was, it was going to be cloudy. But man, it warmed up a little bit. Sun came out. There were some wispy clouds in the high sky, but they didn't even really get, you didn't even see them if you were looking through your sun glasses. Literally sunglasses. And not, these aren't just sunglasses. These are sun glasses. Like, they can't be used for anything else. You can't see anything. I don't know if you can weld with them. I wouldn't chance that, but if you had to weld, they would be better than nothing. I had the Sky Safari app out, which was kind of cool. They had all the timing exactly where I was by to the second. It's going to start this time. You're going to get 4 minutes of total eclipse, and then it's going to ease on out of town for the next hour. So it eased on into town for about an hour. And I was thinking, I was looking at the sun, and when you're looking through those glasses, you just see the circle. You don't see anything else. And I was like, you know, this ain't bad. Looking at the sun like this, maybe I should spend more time looking at the sun. It's just a disc. And then little by little, here it comes. And I was looking for the moon too. I was looking for the moon in the sky beforehand, and I couldn't see it. I was thinking you could just maybe see a little bit of it as it was approaching. I think I was looking in the right place. It kind of came up from the lower east side. So, or I guess it was west, the lower west side. It snuck in that way. I don't know what I was thinking. I thought it'd be coming in from the other way, but there it came. And there were festivals, and people thought there was going to be a billion people all over the place. I don't think that was really the case. But it was definitely an event. It was an event that they were talking about for at least a year. Oh, solar eclipse, total eclipse. And I was sick of hearing about it, for sure. I was ready to get it over with. I'm like, what's all the, okay, I get it. Okay, eclipse, gotcha. And I was going in and out of the house for the first half hour or so, watching it creep in there just little by little. Coming in. And I was expecting it to get darker. But it didn't really, I mean, up to 50, 60%, I didn't really see much. I saw a little bit of difference, but not really much. And after that, the sky kind of changed a little bit to a, it was kind of evening-ish, but since the sun was so high in the sky, it felt different than evening. It's a different lighting scheme than you'll see anywhere else, because the sun is when the sun goes down, when the sun comes up, it's partially obstructed by the horizon and all that shit, but it was coming from the top of the screen, the top of the tent, so to speak. And I know you could poke a hole in a piece of paper or a box, and that would do it. That works. Glad they figured that one out. So it went, and it kept on coming. I'm like, okay. And even when it got to about 90%, I'm like, all right, this is pretty cool. It wasn't super duper cool, but it was pretty cool. And I got my Pink Floyd out, and I listened to Eclipse. Is that Dark Side of the Moon, the last two and a half minutes, which is perfect. I didn't look up the writing of Eclipse, but it was spot on, Roger. Nice work. Hard to believe that's 50 years old, I think. I think Dark Side of the Moon's 50 years old. And for you young musicians today, what are you doing? Where's your Dark Side of the Moon? I don't see it. I don't hear it. Where's your epic album that just takes over the earth and everything under the sun is in tune when the sun is eclipsed by the moon? And dude, so all that to be said, and that whatever it was, hour or so spending watching the disc of the moon slowly move, appreciating the fact that shit's really flying, we're flying around, we're spinning around really fast, and the moon's spinning around us really fast. Then it hit. . 98%, 99%, still light out. Then it hit 100%. And that, like the flick of a switch, the whole world changed. And I saw something that I never saw before. And I don't know if I'll ever see it again. I'm going to have to go to, I think Spain is the next time in 5 years or something. Maybe I'll hit it then. But that 4 minutes of totality was just about the best goddamn 4 minutes of anything that I've ever seen or done. The sky turned a color that I've never seen before. A little teeny tiny dot stuck out below it. Venus came out of nowhere down to the right. And it looked like there was at least 5 or 6 planets in the general vicinity of each other that day. And you could take off your glasses. And you could look right at the sun. And that outer shape blocked by the moon, it was almost like you were at a light show or a concert or something like that, but it wasn't. It was a real goddamn life. And I couldn't imagine what it was like for people who didn't know what the hell was going on right then and there. would have been something to see. And it was something to see. Those 4 minutes of totality are addictive. And that's not something you need to be addicted to. But I understand now why people go all over the earth just to get those 4 minutes of totality. I could hear people all over town yelling.
Yeah!
They applauded. They screamed. And of course, the idiots started shooting off guns. Like, why not? Oh, I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to have emotions right now. I'm going to shoot my gun off. 4 minutes of everyone just stopping and looking up. It would have been a great day to end the world. It would have been a great day for the aliens to show themselves, because that's the only thing you're going to see when that happens, is people staring slack-jawed and dumbfounded into the sky. Because you're almost powerless against it. Like, you don't even know what to do. Like, oh, shit. This is what these guys are talking about. 4 minutes of totality. For a lifetime of incompleteness. And then the light crept slowly back in. It's hard to believe that it only lasts for that long, because I wanted it to last for like 3 days. And just as quick as it came, we all, at the whole earth, or not the whole earth, but everybody in that totality, snapped back into consciousness. And a lot of people were done at that point. You know, we still had another hour of partial eclipse, but you saw the partial eclipse. Like, oh, okay. No. And I think there was a lot of just shaking of heads and just going, wow. There was a whole lot of wow going around on that path across the United States. And you could tell, I think that the path, if you followed the path of totality, you could get a glimpse of how fast that went, because it fucking traveled from Texas to Connecticut pretty damn fast. It's hard to believe that. No, it's very easy to believe that that's how things work. But it's fun when you get to see it applied in an obvious manner. You take for granted that the sun's going up and the sun's going down. You take for granted that the moon's flying around. Hopefully people learned a little bit of astronomy, how the moon going around the earth isn't exactly synced up to the sun. And that's why this hardly ever happens, because they're not on the same wavelength. Not wavelength, the same orbit, I guess. Earth is, moon's tilted and it flies up and down in the sky. Do you notice that? Does your dumb ass notice that the moon's sometimes higher or lower in the sky, farther away? It is. And if you sit down with a globe or a basketball and a ping pong ball or whatever, you can figure that shit out. And it's amazing. You do take for granted that you're flying around and just flying around the Earth's axis. And the axis of the Earth is flying around the sun. And the sun is flying around this part of the galaxy. And the galaxy is spinning around. And you're worried about eating too much cholesterol. Kind of puts things in perspective. Actually, more of you should be worried about eating more cholesterol. What the hell? Just have a statin. Snort a half a statin. I was near a fire station, and of course, it was all hands on deck at the fire station, because they were they didn't really know what was going on, but they knew someone was going to do something stupid. And sure as shit, within 6 minutes of totality, there go the sirens, and the fire department had to go somewhere because somebody did something stupid. I don't know what that stupid thing was, but of course our boys had to go out there and take care of beeswax, and I appreciate them. I appreciate the shit out of fire people. Police, okay. I know the police have a terrible job, but the fire people are the ones that they're doing the shit. All that you touch and all that you see, all that you taste, all you feel, and all that you love and all that you hate, all you just trust, all you save, and all that you give and all that you deal, and all that you buy, beg, borrow, or steal, and all you create and all you destroy, and all that you do and all that you say, and all that you eat, and everyone you meet, and all that you slight, and everyone you fight, and all that is now, and all that is gone, and all that's to come. And everything under the sun is in tune. But the sun is eclipsed by the moon. It totally should be, and everything under the sun is in tune when the sun is eclipsed by the moon. I don't know about that, Roger. I don't know what the actual lyrics are. It should be when the sun is eclipsed by the moon. Because that all that shit's true, and I didn't realize it. Huh. 1973. 51 years, dude. So go listen to Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. If you haven't gone through, everybody should go through a Pink Floyd phase at one point in their life. You should go through the Pink Floyd phase, you know, you preferably when you go to college, somewhere around there. Even so, not even if you don't go to college, and when you're young and you like that shit. Hey, if you're old and like that shit too, what the hell? But listen to it from beginning to end. I know that albums are hardly the album experience is a thing of the past these days, but that was a fucking album. Oh, only about the biggest selling album of all time, I think. I think it was on the charts for like 15, 20 years or something like that. One of the greatest albums of all time. Ethereal. Immaculate. Stunning. Natural. Godless. Astronomical. Geometrical. Trigonometrical. It's great that human beings figured out when all the eclipses are gonna happen and why. Try to figure that one out, flat earthers. And no, your explanation doesn't hold water. What can we take away from witnessing a solar eclipse? I don't know. The eternal power of coincidence, I think that's what we should take away from it. The razor sharp, double edged battle axe of coincidence can cut through anything. There was no magic behind it, but it felt magical. but the coincidence of the moon and its size and distance from us compared to the sun, whose size and distance from us is insanely much bigger. But to our eyes, where we're looking at it, they seem about the same, which is nothing but a goddamn coincidence. And as much as I wish it was different, coincidence and knowledge beat magic every time. And remember that when you think that everything happens for a reason. Because the only reason that everything happens is because physics, basically. Fucking physics, not Jesus. Figure that shit out. Ride that one into the sunset. Ride that one into the eclipse. The land of eternal eclipse. How about a nightly eclipse? I wonder what it would take if you could just do a mini eclipse for, like, I don't know, a square mile. What sort of disc would you need to block the sun out? And how far away would it need to be? Could you do without shooting up into space? It's a good question, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I wonder if somebody's figured it out yet. It makes sense.
Because if you can do that, it, like with a drone eclipse, I want it. I want it. And I want to be the mayor of a town. And I'm like, dude, okay, look, we're getting an eclipse once a month. Everybody come out. If you stand right here, you're going to get the full eclipse. And we'll do it right really slow. But then we'll just keep it moving for a little while so it lasts more than 4 minutes. Johnny K always lasts more than 4 minutes.
Just ask your mom.
See you when I see you.